Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
I greet you today in the name of Jesus. I am Pastor Jones Maleka from CFC Eden Encounters Ministries International Springs, Johannesburg in South Africa. I would like to take this time, join me as we pray for our country, our continent, and all other continents on earth. Let us pray for peace of God, for God's prosperity, for God's salvation, for God's restoration. Let these nations know God and the power of God. Pray as you are led by the Spirit, as I'm praying. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray on behalf of South Africans, and Lord God Almighty, on behalf of people of all continents on earth, Lord, we repent from our wrongdoing. We say, Lord, forgive us. We know that Jesus died for us on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. Our sins are forgiven. Help us, Lord, to make godly decisions. Help us, Lord, as we are in the positions of influence, high positions, to make godly decisions as presidents. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray, organize people, situations, environment to help us to make godly decisions and to fear you alone. Thank you, Lord, for healing our land, for restoring our land, for restoring lives, jobs, businesses. We decree and we declare as leaders in authority, in power, that people that we are leading are born again, are receiving Jesus as their Lord and personal Savior. Family, I'm here to continue with the subject of my message, dealing with the roots of fear, or dealing with the enemies of faith. I'm teaching under this subject, guard your heart above everything else. Let's read the book of Job 3, verse 25. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I treated has happened to me. Family, Job was a wealthy man, but had fear and uncertainty. He was a godly man, but he was not at peace. It is possible for a believer to have fear in their hearts. This is a question. Yes, it is possible. And it happened to Job, and it can happen to others. The environment can cause people to have fear. And whenever that happens to them, it can either affect them negatively or in a positive way. And that is how it starts to have a positive or negative impact. Calamities, economic recessions, and loss of jobs around the world have negative impact on citizens, politicians, and the unemployed, and also on business people. A person lives by five senses: smelling, sight, hearing, touching, feeling. Some people regard their five senses as faith. They only believe they can prove it by either seeing it, hearing it, feeling it, smelling it, or touching it. In other words, when someone is not a believer or is not born again, he lives with natural faith. I want to touch before I can believe. I want to see before I can believe. I want to feel it before I can believe. I want to smell it before I can believe. I must prove before I can believe. We call that natural faith. A believer lives with heart faith. Heart faith, you believe it even if you cannot see it. You haven't seen Jesus dying on the cross, being crucified, being resurrected. Yet we believe that Jesus died for us on the cross, rose from the dead on the third day. That is heart faith. The heart faith is the one that maintains us in this journey of Christianity, or this journey of salvation. John 20, verse 28 to 29, New King James Version. It reads as follows. And Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord, my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who haven't seen and yet have believed." Thomas was an apostle of Jesus. He lived with Jesus and saw the miracles he did. Thomas was a man who had a privilege to live with Jesus, who was 100% God and 100% man. There are believers who have been eagerly waiting for God to appear to them in person because of their endless glitches and troubles, thus resulting in anxiety and ultimate fear. They have been expecting God to appear to them to give them answers. Some would say that if only Jesus or an angel can just appear to them, then their lives will change. Jesus or angels can appear to you, but still find you in doubt and despair. The miracles that Thomas saw and heard of were not enough to convince him about the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. You have seen God doing miracles in your life, family, businesses, school, church, or work, but those miracles seem not to be enough to prove to you about the character of God. The problem is, you decide to trust your five senses over God's word. Family, I had a privilege in 2019, October, to go to a place where Apostle of Jesus Thomas was killed. He was killed in India, Chennai, in the mountain called Mount Thomas. I had a privilege to go in that mountain where Thomas was killed. And I also had privilege to go into the place where he was buried. So when we went there, we found people praying, worshiping at the place where Apostle Thomas, Doubting Thomas, was killed. They were worshiping. They were praying. You know, even when the word of God says that Jesus is God, 100% man, 100% God, but these people still having faith to pray at the tomb of the Apostle Thomas. It shows that people, they choose what they want to worship. They neglect the word of God and they start to worship other things. There are people in India, Chennai. I've witnessed that. I saw that with my eyes. They were worshiping at the tomb of Apostle Thomas. And some, they were worshiping at the grave of Apostle Thomas. He was killed with a spear for preaching the gospel in India, in China. They found him kneeling down, praying, and then they took a spear, they pierced him, and he died there. And people are going there to worship at the grave of Apostle Thomas. My question is, what are you worshipping? We have to worship God alone, Jesus alone, 100% God, 100% man. Family, when Thomas heard that Jesus rose from the dead, he wanted to touch. Even though he lived with Jesus, but it wasn't enough for him to believe that Jesus will be resurrected from the dead. That's why he wanted to touch. Because he lived by natural faith, not heart faith. Let us read the book of Luke 1, verse 29 to 31, New King James. But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God, and behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." Mary was visited by an angel, and she was troubled, and fear came upon her. We do not know what Mary was afraid of. Fear causes so many people to miss what God has for them. The angel appeared to Mary, just like many of you wish to be visited by an angel because somehow you believe that it is the only way your life will be transformed. What transforms lives is the word of God. If Jesus or an angel can appear to you in physical way, some of you will be afraid. Why was Mary afraid? Did she do anything wrong? No. Fear just came in her heart. When the angel appeared, the devil also appeared. There are voices that are trying to cause confusion about what God is saying to you. The moment you allow fear to come in your heart, in a moment, you are hindering God's word to work in you. Job didn't do anything wrong, but he was in a great fear. That's the main thing or wrong thing he did. It is not always the case whereby people fear because they have done something wrong. Even those who haven't done wrong still fear, because sometimes fear is not subject to what you have done. Fear is an evil spirit from the devil hindering you to receive. The devil roaring around to cause people to have doubt and thus fear him. And the devil is the god of this world and is operating through spirit of fear. Even those who lived with Jesus, they couldn't receive miracles because of disrespecting the anointing, because of their hearts were full of fear. They lived with Jesus in his earthly ministry. They were affected by the spirit of fear, but some overcame through the word of God and some fell off. God will always require you to have faith. He will always require you to have faith. Even if Jesus can visit you, he will require you to have faith in him. There were people who lived with Jesus. They couldn't receive their healings. They couldn't receive their miracles. Or yet they lived with Jesus. So let us stick on the word of God. What you need is not angel to visit you. It's not Jesus to visit you. It's you to believe in the word of God and make positive confessions. And God will bless you. If you haven't received Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, say this after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, thank you for you died for me on the cross and rose from the dead on the third day. I'm born again. I'm spirit-filled. I come against the spirit roots of fear. In Jesus' name, I'm sound. I make sound decisions. I have the spirit of boldness, not the spirit of fear." favor is upon me. I'm favored wherever I go. People just want to bless me. Amen.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.